welcome every one of us to the second month of the year 2026. It's a month of consecration. I bring greetings from Pastor Rose. We're both supposed to be somewhere this morning at a provincial headquarters, but she's going to represent us, and she should be back before we end the service. But I'm praying for someone that this month there is going to be a definite encounter that will birth your testimony. I said there's going to be a definite encounter that will birth your testimony in the name of Jesus. I'd like to talk briefly this morning about the title, A Consecrated Life. In this month of consecration, I'd like to briefly talk about a consecrated life. Let's read the scripture. The book of Exodus, chapter 29. Let's read verse 1, and then we'll go to verse 4 and read to verse 9. Exodus, chapter 29, verse 1. And this is the thing that thou shalt do unto them, to hallow them, to minister unto me in the priest's office. Now, this is the Lord talking to Moses on what to do to Aaron and his sons. He says, take one young bullock and two rams without blemish. Let's go down to verse 4. And Aaron and his sons, thou shalt bring unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation and shall wash them with water. We're reading to verse 9. And thou shalt take the garment and put upon Aaron the coat, and the robe of the ephod, and the ephod, and the breastplate, and gird him with the curious girdle of the ephod. Amen. And thou shalt put the mitre upon his head, and put the holy crown upon the mitre. Then thou shalt take the anointing oil, and pour up it upon his head, and anoint him. Verse 8. And thou shalt bring his sons also, and put coats upon them. Verse 9, which will be the last one. And thou shalt guide them with girdles, and Aaron and his sons, and put the bonnets on them. And the priest's office shall be theirs for a perpetual statute. And thou shalt do what to Aaron and his son? Hello, church, can we read that last phrase together? And thou shalt, and I would like you to put your name and that of your family. And thou shalt consecrate. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Beloved, the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. It says, I beseech thee, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, how? A living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, a consecrated life. Let me define consecration for us. Beloved, consecration is not just a one-time affair. Consecration is not just a one-time occurrence, a one-time event. Praise God. I'm sure we saw here Aaron in the Exodus that we read earlier, and his sons, the Bible says they were consecrated for the priest's office. But you also know that before Aaron and his son, before they can go into the temple to offer sacrifices for the people, what do they have to do first for themselves? Hello, church. What would they have to do? They have to first of all atone for their own sin, consecrate themselves. Because if they don't and they enter into the temple, what will happen? I'm sure some of us still remember what happened to the two sons of Aaron, Ophni and Phinehas, correct? The Bible says they offer strange fire. You see, without consecration, you are putting yourself in danger. But where I'm going this morning, because when Jesus came, he went into the temple once, offered himself as the substitute, as the sacrificial lamb. That was why John said, "Behold the Lamb of God, the one that takes away the sin of the world." And when Jesus shed his own blood, then the veil was removed. And now we have access to the Father through the precious blood of his Son to come before God. Amen. Consecration is to be set apart for God to fulfill a specific task. I repeat, consecration means to be set apart for God to fulfill a special task, a special assignment, a special duty. Praise the Lord. I'd like to put it this way, church. The Bible says in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5. Talking about you and I. He says, "Ye also as lively stones." Amen. How did the Bible describe you and I? Just stones? Dead stones, as lively stones. It says, "Are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer to who? To offer to who, church? Spiritual sacrifices that are what? Acceptable to." That means there are spiritual sacrifices that are not acceptable. We'll talk about that sometimes this month. I believe maybe during the impartation service. Altar unto the Lord. Because it is not every altar that is unto the Lord. That means it's also not sacrifices that are acceptable to God. We're talking about a consecrated life. Praise God. A consecrated life. You cannot tell me you are a believer, you are a Christian. Tell me who is the object of your affection, of your love. If it is not God, then we're talking about a different God. Beloved, the Bible says our body is the temple of who? Of God. Now, if our body is the temple of God, we're talking about a consecrated life. If our body is the temple of God, if our body belongs to God, amen, then our life must be consecrated unto who? Unto that same God. Praise the Lord. In Revelation chapter 5, verse 13. Revelation chapter 5, verse 13. To him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. To him who sits on the throne. If your offering If your life is not consecrated to release worship to the one who sits on the throne. Then you are serving a different God. The Bible says every creature which is in heaven and on earth, under the earth, as such as in the sea, all of them were heard. What were they saying? Blessing and honor and glory and power. To who? Hello, church. Unto him that sits upon the throne and to the Lamb forever. Amen. Now let's bring it up. When we talk about a consecrated life, what exactly is this? When we're saying you are set apart, what exactly sets you apart for this God? Now, here we are assuming. You see, when you are saying, I'm sure some of us remember in some African countries, there are some deities. They used to have a priest, correct? I think even up to today, there are still some. And you have some people that are devoted. You will see the way they will dress. You can tell that they are devoted to this deity, correct? Amen. If you say you are a Christian, are you consecrated unto the Lord? Do you know that we can serve idols ignorantly? We can serve idols unknowingly. We can serve idols even in error. I'll explain what I mean by that. Praise God. Praise God. You see, everything that a man do comes from the heart. Correct? That's why the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Proverbs 4, 23. It says, keep, guard, watch jealously over your heart, for out of it are the issues of life. Because you cannot tell me you are consecrated unto the Lord if your heart is not right. Do you know that you can believe in Jesus? You can serve. We can see you going up and down. And yet, your heart might not be consecrated to God. Your heart may not even be right with God. Praise God. 2 Chronicles chapter 25, verse 2. The Bible talks about a king here. 2 Chronicles 25 and verse 2. About a king here. Let's start from verse 1. Talks about this particular king, Amaziah. Amen. You can go to verse 2 now. Amaziah did everything that was right. In whose sight? You come to church. You pay your tithes. You give your offering. You worship. You pray. You do all the spiritual exercise. But the Bible says, not with a perfect heart. A consecrated life. If your life is not consecrated unto the Lord, and we understood what consecration means, to be set apart. And so, if your heart is not right with God, you have not been set apart. Brethren, you see, the posture of the heart is very important. The posture of the heart is very, if your heart is not in alignment with God, you can't serve a God. Can two work together except they agree? Amos 3:3. You can't serve a God that your heart is not ready to be devoted to. That's what the psalmist says in Psalm 24, from verse 3. who will ascend to the hill of the Lord? Who will stand where? And who is that person? He who hath a clean hand and a pure. The issue of the heart is important, beloved. A consecrated life. As we embark on this 30 days journey in the Redeemed Christian Church of God, I want you to take advantage of this season. Because at the end of these 30 days, God must give you an encounter. He that hath a clean hand and a pure heart. A pure heart. You see, in fellowshipping with God, the man called Enoch, the Bible says, and Enoch walked with God. Genesis 5:24. And Enoch walked with God, and God took him. If your heart is not consecrated to the Lord, your service, your worship, your whatever you are doing does not amount to anything. Am I speaking to someone this morning? Let me put it this way again. You see, I said everything emanates from the heart. Do you know that whatever, when the Bible says we should present our body as a living sacrifice, is it really your body you are presenting to the Lord? Is it this physical body? It is what? It's your heart. It says, my son, give me your. Do you know that your eyes, amen, can see something and your mind will begin to enjoy it? But what will tell you that what you are seeing is not according to the will of God? Your, when you come into the presence of God to worship and you lift up your hand, is it really your hand that is worshiping God? Where is the worship in emanating from? That's why the Bible is saying that it's still possible for people to lift up hands, but their heart is not worshiping. A consecrated life. It has to first of all be your heart. Praise God. Praise God. Romans chapter 6 and verse 13. Romans chapter 6 and verse 13. See, that's why the Bible says, don't yield your members, your body, as instruments of unrighteousness unto, but yield yourself unto who? The one that you are devoted to. Yield your members as an instrument unto righteousness. When you are devoted to God, I've said it again. You see, every time people come before the presence of God, we have different experiences. But if your own devotion and attention is first of all about what you are going to get from God, you have missed it. If it is about your need first, if it is about your desire first, praise God, you have missed it. We're talking of a consecrated life. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16, a consecrated life. The Bible says, your body, my body, is the temple of who? Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelt where? If the Spirit of God is in you, then your life must be consecrated to who? If your devotion and affection is about your career, your business, in fact, your beauty, and God comes second, the Bible says he is a jealous God, a consecrated life. Ah, Holy Spirit, help us. Brethren, our body is what reflects our commitment to God. It's an outward demonstration of our allegiance to God. And so if everything that comes out from your body is about me, myself, and I, you have missed the mark. I'm also sure that we all know that there are some religion that you see some people apart from, you know, those deities. There are even some other Christian organizations that you see some religion that they have people that said, I am devoting my life to go and do what? And live in seclusion in order to be able to serve God. Correct? Praise God. Do you know that that grace is not given to everyone? I'm sure we know that. But what heaven is demanding is that even while you are going about your daily business, in your career, in your family life, let your devotion, let your attention be to who first? I'm sure we know what's in Matthew 6:33, right? And do what? And seek. Seek what first? And it. Righteousness has to do with your heart. Ah, the audience of one. You see, every time it's about him, there is no way God will not be glorified in your life. But every time you put yourself first, in this month of consecration, I'm really, if I want to borrow the word of KJV, I beseech you. To beseech means to plead with you, to beg you, that you need to present your heart to him. Let him mold you, shape on you, refine you, remold you. Because there can be no manifestation in the image of our God if your heart is not right. I've said this, what is the use of a premature manifestation that will not last? I want God to give me not just blessings, but blessings that will make me to become a blessing. Are we together? And so if the issue of the heart is not dealt with, you see, by the time you now see the blessing, you will still keep thinking it belongs to you. Are we together, church? And so your affection, your devotion must be to him first. What does living a consecrated life. What does it consist of? Number one, it is a life devoted to the praise and worship of God alone. Praise God. A life devoted to the praise and worship of who? God alone. Do you know that most of us, when we wake up in the morning and we say we are worshiping God, really and truly, our heart is not worshiping God. It is our lips that is just singing. Because our mind is, did I get enough like on that picture that I posted yesterday? No, some of us may laugh about it. But that's not the experience. Some of us that are laughing, your own may not be that. But your own, your mind is already on that bill. How is that bill going to be paid? See, I said earlier, we practice idolatry unknowingly. Because whatever you give attention and devotion to is what you worship. And so, rather than living all and focus on God, we focus on that job, that issue. And so while you are worshiping God, your mind is still on that thing. And so you are not able to connect. Job says, there is a spirit in man. And it is the inspiration of the Almighty. You see, it's the Spirit of God that will connect your mind back to God to be able to fellowship Him. You see, every time you are still in the presence of God, in the place of worship and praise, and you can still remember one thing or the other, no, you have not entered. That's why the psalmist says, Psalm 100 from verse 4, I will enter his gate with, there is a gate, it's an entry. But the court, most of the things that happen don't happen at the gate. You want to hear intimately from the Father? No, it will not be at the gate. It is in the court. A consecrated life. If your heart is not connected in devotion to praise and to worship God, I want you to pay attention from today. It is only an audience of one. A consecrated life. What does it consist of? A life that is devoted to the praise and worship of God alone. God only. Praise God. Do you know that some of us also pray and we fast? And the basis of our prayer and fasting is as a result of our need. Our Father who art in heaven. That's the model Jesus gave us. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom first must come. His will must be done in heaven. Are we together, church? That's the second point. A consecrated life is a life that is devoted, take advantage of this prayer and fasting, devoted to prayer with fasting unto God, thy kingdom, not about your will, not about your need. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't pray about your need. He said, but seek first. Because everything else, God knows you need a job. He knows you need healing. He knows you need breakthrough. When you seek Him first, I've said this before, and I'll continue to repeat it. Every time you put God first, you will never have to struggle to get results. Are we together? A consecrated life is a life devoted to praying and fasting for the will of God. Thy will be done. Where? In earth, as it is in heaven. Now, in earth here, it's not just talking on the earth. In earth, in you, you are the first earth. God has given you dominion on the earth. When his will is done in your life, then manifestation will follow. Amen. A consecrated life. Number three, it's also a life that is devoted to the world. Devoted to the world. Study to show yourself approved unto the pastor, unto your parents, unto your HOD, unto who? Unto God. When you give yourself to know the word, you can't say you are devoted to God and you are not studying his word. You don't know what his word says. Are we together, church? I'm praying for someone that God will open your eyes.
Amen.
I said the Lord will open your eyes.
Amen.
When Joshua told us in verse 8 of chapter 1, this book of the law must not depart from your mouth, but you must meditate. Do you know what meditation means? When you see people who are devoted to deity, and they sit down and begin to say so many things because of their devotion to that God. And you ask a believer, and they can't even, the only scripture they can quote is the general chorus that everybody knows. For God so loved the whole world. Or only Psalm 23. Praise God. What has the Lord told you in his word? Amen. John 5:29. Search the scripture. Let it become your daily bread. Psalm 1 from verse 1. Blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinner, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight. When you delight, do you know what is called delight? Something that makes you tick. That thrills you is the light. It's where? When you are devoted to God, I'm sure some of us still remember when you are dating, right? Your affection is not, you will wake up and you are thinking about him or her, right? Do you know it's the same devotion that God is expecting from you? Oh, yes, that's true. It's the light. Your delight must be in the law of the Lord. In his law, he says you must meditate. When? We need to wrap up. Number four, a consecrated life. It's a life. I like this one. Of stillness. Stillness. In listening to the voice of God. Stillness in listening to the voice of God. Sometimes we are just still in his presence. Psalm 46 verse 10. You are still. You just want to hear from him. God still speaks, beloved. Church, God speaks. But we are not still to hear his voice. Because there are so many noises around us. He said, be still and know that I am God. If you are not still, you will not be able to hear when God is speaking. Isaiah 30, 21. And you will hear a voice behind you saying, if you are not still, you will not be able to hear the voice. And you can't tell me you are devoted to this God and you did not hear from it and you step out. Where are you going? What's the rush? Hello, church. A consecrated life. Isaiah 30, 21. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, talking about Samuel, from verse 3, the Bible says, Samuel lied close to the temple. And he heard the voice of the Lord, and he ran to Eli. And that one knew that, yes, the Lord is calling this boy. You see, when you devote yourself to God, God will speak to you. And Eli told him, if you hear that voice again, all you need to do is to be still and say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Is your ear opened to the voice of God? A consecrated life is a life that is devoted in stillness. When you are in his presence, there are times in which you don't have, I believe it's Minister Dunson that put it that way. When the glory comes, when his presence, there will be no word. There are times when you don't even have words. Forget about this list. You know, all of that will be taken care of. You just want his presence and his glory. Oh, Enoch enjoyed that so much for 300 years, a consecrated life. And God took him to glory without passing through portals of grave. You have 30 days that I want you to consecrate yourself to God. Let me give us one more and then we'll begin to pray. It's a life of fellowship in the assembly of the saints. And that's important. A life of fellowship in the assembly of the saints. Hebrews 10:25. Do not forsake the coming together, the fellowship, the koinonia of beloved, of one another. Proverbs 27 verse 17, iron sharpens iron. You need the fellowship of one another. And the Bible says in Colossians 3:16, give me Colossians 3:16. Fellowship of one another. It says, let the word of Christ dwell where? In you. In all. Teaching and admonishing one. Where will you be able to teach and admonish one another? In the assembly of the. Because to whom you join yourself together with, if you are unequally yoked, you can't be devoted to God. Please, let's rise up. Thank you, Lord. In the book of Job, chapter 1 and verse 1, as we pray, the Bible talks about this man, Job. He was righteous. He was holy. He did everything right. Even though the devil, the Bible says, was a perfect and upright man. Even though the devil came, attacked his health, his life. I'm sure we know the end of the story. If you go down to chapter 42 and verse, I believe verse 10. The Bible says, God restored the latter end of Job. He blessed him. What I'm telling you is that it pays to to live for God, to be devoted to God. I'd like you to go ahead and pray for yourself. I don't know about you, but I know what I want God to do in my life this month. The song that we sang earlier, it says, open the eyes of my heart. Your heart as an eye. God must open it so that you are not just running around in life without direction. When you are devoted, consecrated to Him and Him alone, God will cause your life to be ordered by Him. Thank you, Father Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Father, in Jesus' name, you send your word to Israel, and that word has lightened upon Jacob this morning. Lord, I'm asking for each and every one of us, we commit ourselves to your grace. We consecrate ourselves unto you. We ask that you will possess us in righteousness, in holiness, to the glory of your name, in the name of Jesus. As we go in the journey of this second month, Lord, I'm asking, whatever you need to do in our life, whatever you need to do in our life, you will do it. Amen. That our life may bring you glory. Amen. Lord, do it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Your word says we should follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. We are devoted to you. We have no one else to go to. And so, Lord, we ask for that grace to look unto Jesus only, the author and the finisher of our faith. In this year of the manifestation of the sons of God, that we will not tell stories at the end of this year. And so, Father, we receive grace to look up to you alone. That our affection and devotion in the world, in worship, in praise, will be to you alone. In the name of Jesus. And as we give ourselves to you, let everything that is our need be taken care of by your right hand of power. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying.